Greenfield, South Carolina, Mobile.
TFW Mobile, good afternoon.
And sir, just been doing some programming on my little 857D, and want to make sure I had everything in memory. The name here is Jimmy, and I'm new to the area. I'm actually from Fancy Gap, Virginia, but the call is November 4, Yankee Romeo, Jimmy, QSL.
Yeah, roger that, Jimmy. Welcome to the area. Yeah, the call here is Kilo November 4, Tango Fox, is Ken, and I'm currently in Spartanburg, but headed to the house in Greer.
Well, it's certainly nice to make your acquaintance. We go back and forth from Fancy Gap, Virginia, back here to live on Highway 14 over here, south of 85 in Greenville. Yeah, my fiance lives here, and I live up in Fancy Gap, Virginia, so we kind of go back and forth. But as soon as we get married, we're going to hopefully consolidate QSL.
Yeah, that long-distance relationship costs a lot nowadays, doesn't it? And now, I don't know if you're a morning guy. I'm more of a morning radio guy, about 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I used to get up about the same time. I used to be what they call an early bird. Used to be an early bird, but we don't have a base unit set up as of yet, just a mobile here. But I wanted to share this information with you. I've been kind of telling some of the guys around here that we put up a 6-meter FM repeater over on Parrish Mountain, and it is a coordinated repeater. It'll come out in the next publication of CIRA. But it's over on Parrish Mountain. If you're interested, I'll give you the frequencies. And you're certainly welcome to use it there. QSL?
Appreciate it. Yeah, another operator this morning, he texted me the information. I was going to see if I couldn't get it into my 450D. I've never programmed a repeater into it yet, but I should be able to hit it from where I'm at in Greer.
In Greer, you knocked the socks off of it there, Ken. Yes, sir, you'll definitely knock the socks off on it. Yeah, that 450, that's a nice little transceiver. Boy, I tell you, that radio really, I've got a bunch of buddies that bought those. They got 6 meters in them. And you know, a lot of the HF transceivers, they've got 6 meters in them. And you know, you would think that you would hear more activity on 6. And really, 6 meters is, it's a great band. We call it the magic band. And I put the first 6-meter repeater in eastern North Carolina, or should I say eastern America, up on Mount Mitchell. I had one up there for about 26 years. QSL?
And then I've made a few contacts on just, you know, regular 6 meters, not on a repeater on that, but looking forward to, you know, at least trying it out, carrying on some conversation, because I don't have a 2-meter base or a 6-meter base, and, you know, that worked out pretty good. And I may have to leave you here in a few minutes because I'm expecting a phone call coming in, but we can carry on until I get that phone call. KN4GFW.
TSWN4YR Mobile. Well, Ken, like I said, spread the word on that repeater. I'm encouraging everybody to, as long as you got license, get on there and use it. Yes, sir, that's what we put it up for. I bought it from Fancy Gap, Virginia. It used to be coordinated up there. And I submitted my paperwork and got it coordinated for down here, because I knew I'd be coming back and forth on 85. I can actually work it coming in to Kings Mountain Mobile, or I can bring it up. I'll put it to you that way. I hadn't heard no traffic on it. I think I talked to one or two guys on it. But spread the word on it and tell everybody I said that they're certainly welcome to use it there. QRT?
Yeah, we certainly appreciate it. The more the merrier. Like I said, there's a group of us that are on this repeater early in the morning. You know what I mean? And we have to, there's one guy comes down from North Carolina, and there's a dead zone for this one, so we switch repeaters, you know, midstream, so we can carry on a conversation. But the more in the hobby, the better we like it, right?
Yeah, I love to hear a good operator. I sure do. I'm a VEC. I was telling somebody on the repeater this morning, I guess I probably tested over 10,000 pupils in about 45 years. Yeah, I'm a VEC with ARRL and W5YI. We used to have testing sessions up in Virginia and North Carolina up there around Boone. And we'd have 30, 40 people to come in and upgrade or get their first license. And I used to love to have those testing sessions and get people really enthused in amateur radio.
I've had my ticket. I've got my general license. So I've had my ticket since 2019. I just need to get the new book and study up on the extra, but electronics is not me. I'm more of a mechanical type of guy.
Sounds good. Yeah, I started out in 1970 when I came back from Vietnam. I'm going to tell my age here in a minute. But I came back and got involved in amateur radio. I went to school under the GI Bill after returning from Vietnam, and went to college for 4 years. And my instructors were amateur radio operators, and I picked up the hobby real quick. And yeah, I'm an old CW buff. I used to love to run CW on 75 meters, but I've been out of the hobby now for about 4 years. I lost my wife of 33 years of marriage. She passed away with pancreatic cancer. And after she passed away, I just kind of gave it up. And just got back, started getting back into it here just a few weeks ago.
I lost Jimmy on that, but my phone call came through, so I'm going to have to leave it with you on that. But it certainly was good, and I look forward to catching you again another time and catching you maybe on the 6-meter repeater, KN4TFW73.
TSW. Okay, Ken. My pleasure, buddy. My pleasure. 73s, and make yourself a good day. And yeah, come on over on that 6 meters, and we'll definitely have a good QSO. N4YR, Mobile, Greenville, South Carolina, clear.
Freeze, Ken, KO4HKX, N4YR, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm still here. Good afternoon to you.
Good to speak to you again. This is Patrick. I was calling that Saturday night when you made that announcement.
I appreciate all your support, too, my friend. I do. You do a good job on that net. Yes, sir, you do a fine job on that net. And we appreciate you passing all the information, too. QSL?
Word, but not just me. There's lots of people on here listening, even though they're not keyed up. I mean, there'll be a lot of people listening.
Patrick, I guarantee you, there's a lot of, we used to call them sandbaggers. Yeah, we used to call them sandbaggers.
They're still out there. There's quite a few of them, but they come on throughout the day, and I appreciate the kind words on calling the net. I'm getting better at it. I've only been doing it a couple months now.
Yeah, I tell you what, you're doing a fine job. Yeah, I used to be net control for years and years and years, and I said, well, I'm going to let somebody else have it. We used to have 250 people check in to the 6-meter repeater up on Mount Mitchell, but now we're talking back in the 70s now. We're talking back in the 70s, and I tell you, it's We had two net control operators. One would run from 7 o'clock to about 9, and then one would run it from 9 to 12. So we used to call that repeater up there covering Dixie like the dew.
Up there at that height, I bet it was doing a good job. But if you come around Wednesday night, Gary, KI4DOS, he's our Wednesday night net control. He used to, I was talking to him, he was talking about calling the 6600 net up there on the Mount Mitchell repeater.
Yeah, that 519, Ken Woodard put that thing up in, let's see, back in the 60s, me and Ken used to be the best of friends, and yeah, I had repeaters up there for 26 years all total. I still got four repeaters on the air. I've got the one down here now, and then I got three back up at Fancy Gap. I got a 220 up there and a 6 meter, and also I got a Fusion. I got a UHF 440 Fusion repeater back up there at Fancy Gap.
That's one that you don't find much around here is Fusion. I don't know of any at all.
It's pretty active up there at the house. There's a group of guys get on it in the mornings from Charlotte and all down around Carolina and Virginia. It's got quite a bit of activity up there. And then we got DMR. We got two or three repeaters up on the mountain for DMR. So DMR is pretty active up there, too. They got a thing called the PRN, and there's about, I don't know, there's probably about 12 or 15 repeaters linked together on that DMR.
Yeah, there's more than that. I'm DMR, too. There's a Western North Carolina DMR group, too. It's got a bunch of repeaters linked. Because I live in North Carolina. I live outside of Brevard. But I run a tour route down here in Greenville throughout the day.
That sounds great. Yeah, Danny Hampton up in Raleigh, a good friend of mine. We've been buddies for years and years and years. He's actually the North Carolina coordinator up there. And he had up a system one time on the 14535 outside of Dallas. They call it the Charlotte repeater. And he had a thing called a PRN. And he had about 8 or 10 repeaters linked together from Roanoke, Virginia, all the way down to Wilmington, North Carolina. And I helped him with that project. And but, you know, amateur radio really is a lot of fun, Patrick. It really is. I really enjoy it. But I've been out of it since my wife passed away, and I'm getting back into it gradually now. Me and my fiance, she's kind of like giving me new life. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're glad you're back, but I'm sorry to hear about your wife and hate that. But I've only been in the hobby a little over 2 years, and you can go anywhere you want to with this hobby. As little effort as you want to put into it.
I guarantee you, I agree with you. Yeah, I used to do packet, ridded, slow scan TV, you name it, I've done it. When it comes to amateur radio, I guess I've done all the modes. But I used to be a 160 meter buff. I used to stay on 1950 all the time on 160 meters. And this coming year, if the Lord lets me live and nothing don't happen, I'm going to have some tables set up at the Shelby Ham Fest. And maybe I can get to meet some of my old buddies that we started out together with back in the 70s, early 70s. That'd be a lot of fun. But, I tell you what, everybody I've talked to on this repeater, they super nice. Just really, really super nice amateur radio operators.
I have found everybody's real welcome. Will help you any way they can, and just encourage you to learn with it. But, Jimmy, I have pulled into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now and look forward to talking to you on down the log. You be careful out there, and I will keep passing the word. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Okay there, Patrick. Hey, it's my pleasure, partner. It sure is. I was going to try to go to that club meeting tonight, but I can't. My fiance's daughter, she's got a birthday party, so you know where I'm going to be. I guarantee you we're going to be at that party. So anyway, Patrick, 73s, appreciate the call, and like you say, we'll catch you a little bit further down the log. N4YR, Mobile, Greenville, South Carolina, clear.
Right before I go, if you want, they do that meeting over Zoom also, if you get done in time. And you have to get Dave to send you the link to it, or maybe I could forward you the email where you can log in that way. Just let me know. My email is good on QRZ, and my call is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, 73.
All right, sir. All right, we got it down that time. Okay, well, 73s to you, Patrick, and we'll catch you maybe on one of your nets here. And, tonight we're going to be kind of tied up. If I wasn't for that, I would definitely try to come up and meet some of you guys. It'd be a pleasure. 73s, N4YR, Mobile, clear.